So this week's parsha, Parshas Mishpatim, low key, we find the psukim Nasa v'Nishma. We always associate Maimon Har Sinai with last week's parsha, the source of difference in Parshas Yisro, but it's actually in this week's parsha where we have Nasa v'Nishma. And the pasuk says. Vayikach sefer abris vayikra beoznei ha'am vayomru kol asher dibur Hashem nasa v'nishma. Everything that Hashem said, nasa v'nishma. We're so willing. We'll do, and then, even before we know what we have to do, it's like, we'll do whatever it is. Whatever you want, we'll do. So, there's a kasha that the Svarim all ask. The Maharal asked this kasha in the Sefer Or Chadash, in the Hakdama to Or Chadash, which is the Sefer on Purim, which is coming up. Maharal asked the following kasha. He says, I don't understand. The Gemara says in Shabbos and Daf Peches, a very famous Gemara, that we all stood at Har Sinai, and it says that we're Vayisyatzvu B'tachte Sahar, that we stood at the bottom of the mountain. The Gemara makes a drasha, that Kafa Aleim Har Kigigis, Hashem picked up the mountain, and he held it above them like a barrel, Kafa Aleim Har Kigigis, and he said to them, if you accept the Torah, good. And if not, so then this is going to be your burial plot. I'm going to just drop the mountain on you and you're all going to die. So the Maharal asks, I don't understand. We say Nasa V'Nishma. We're saying you're Nasa V'Nishma. So why does Hashem have to make this threat? Kafa Aleim Har Kigigis. We're saying Nasa V'Nishma. What do you want? So there's three answers I want to share with you to this kasha. One answer is what maybe Tosfos says over there. I don't remember. I didn't look it up. One answer is the following. Maybe the Medrash says this. I don't remember. Is it Tosfos from the Medrash? One answer is that there's two Torahs that we got in Har Sinai. There's Torah Shebichsav and there's Torah Shebalpeh. Torah Shebichsav, or the easy shmizi. You look through Torah Shebichsav, Lo Sevashel Gedi B'Chalei V'Imo, don't cook a kid in its mother's milk. Don't cook the goat in its mother's milk. How often are we going to do that anyway? We'll take it, Hashem. Nasa v'nishma. You know, the easy stuff. Whatever's in Torah Shebichsav, that we'll take. It's a book. How much could it be in one book already? Hashem comes to Torah Shebalpeh. We're like, all of Hilchos Basar V'Chalav, Tarovis, you know, half of your day is in there. Whoa now. That's not what we meant. Kafalei Markigi. Okay, that's one answer. But both says the Maharal, there's another answer. Nasa V'Nishma. Hashem will take whatever you're giving. Pashup Shat. Hashem, whatever you're serving, we want to. We want it. Kafalei Markigis for what? Is that really necessary? Says the Maharal, yes, it's necessary. Because we're standing at Har Sinai after Yitzias Mitzrayim. We're standing at Har Sinai after we saw Eser Makos, after we saw Kriyas Yamsuf, after we have Man in the Midbar, the Be'er, the Amud HaEsh, the Amud HaAnon. We're seeing miracles all over the place. We're loving Hashem. Hashem, we love you. Nasa V'Nishma, Hashem, whatever you want. Whatever you want. We'll take it. Hashem says, that's a beautiful thing. And I love the fact that you want it. But there are going to be times where you're not feeling it. There are going to be times where you're not feeling it. Right now, you're in the throes of Ahava. Zacharti lach chesed nuraich ahavas kilulosaich. Leich teich acharai b'midbar be'eretz lo zerua. Hashem says, I'm always going to remember that love that you displayed for me when I took you out into Mitzrayim, into a desolate land, into the midbar, and you just came with me because you were infatuated with Hashem. I love Hashem. But it's not always going to be like that. There are going to be times where things are a little bit more difficult. There are going to be times where you're not feeling it. There are going to be times where it's hard for me. And then what are you going to do? So if your whole Kabbalah Satorah is a Kabbalah Satorah Me'ahava, so then like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, so Ahava Hatzluya Badavar, Batla Ahava, Batla Hadavar. If the whole experience that you have, the relationship you have with Torah is when it's good for me, so as soon as it's not good for me, so I'm out. As soon as I'm not good for me, I'm finished. Hashem, I can't do this anymore. Then I'm out. So Hashem says, it's a beautiful thing you accept the Torah me'ahava, but that's not enough. That's not enough. Kafa aleihem har kigigis. Hashem took them out and he says, if you accept the Torah, yeah, and if not, shamtei kvurashchem. You should know that you're not, this is not optional for you. You're accepting it willingly, but it's not optional. You have to have a Kabbalah Satorah Mi'ira. You have to know that the world does not exist without the Torah. That Vayere Vayivoker Yom Hashishi, the sixth day, Rashi says, Shishi, Hashishi is Vav Sivan. That the whole world exists only for Kabbalah Satorah. No Torah, no world. Imlo bris, imlo brisi yom and valayla, chukos shamayim v'aretz lo samti. Like the Nefesh HaChaim says, if not for constant limud haTorah, there is no world. There is no world. So I don't care if you had a hard day today. I don't care if you're not feeling it. Kaf aleihem har kigigis, this is essential to the world. You must. You must. There's no option. So it's a beautiful thing that there's Kabbalah Satorah me'ahava, excellent. But he has to have the Kabbalah Satorah me'ira also. And that's for when the going gets tough. Because you're never going to get going. This is forever. And the Musar there is apparent. The Musar there is so obvious. Sometimes it's hard for us. Sometimes we're not feeling it. Sometimes it's a struggle. But when it's a struggle, like we've spoken about in the past, the struggle is an opportunity. L'fum tzara agra. The harder it is, right? The bigger the reward. Like we spoke about the man cave of Olam Haba. Struggle is an opportunity, but it's so easy when you hit the bump in the road just to pull over and get out of the car. It's so easy, and that's why Hashem says, Kafaleim Hartigigis, that's not an option. That is not an option. It's hard for everyone. There's Yemei HaSinah for everyone, no matter who they ever were, whoever existed from the first to the last. It's not an option to get out of the car. Kafaleim Hartigigis. That's one message. And it sounds like a little bit of a harsh message, but it's a necessary message. But the third answer to this kasha is a little bit more conciliatory. The third answer to the kasha, also found the Maharal, second answer to the Maharal, a beautiful thing. A beautiful, beautiful thing. Why is it necessary? We said Nasa V'Nishma. So Rabbo said there's a halacha of ones. A person who's me'anes a woman, a person who rapes a woman. So the Torah says, Lo yucha l'shaucha kol yama. You can never divorce him. Assuming she wants to marry you. Which she probably won't. But if she did, so then you can never divorce her. You're stuck with her forever. Lo yucha l'shaucha kol yama. You did this action, you forced her, you coerced her, so now you're coerced. Now you're forced. You're stuck with her forever. Lo yucha l'shaucha, you can never divorce her. So Hashem says, it's a beautiful thing, Nasa V'Nishma. I'm anyway compelling you to keep the Torah. I'm anyway Kafa Aleihem Har Kigigis. I'm being me'anes you, Hashem says. I'm forcing you into Kabbalah Torah. You know why? Because what comes along with that is Lo Yucha L'Shalcha Kol Yom. Hashem says to us, I don't care what you do. I mean, he does care. I do care what you do. But no matter what you do, no matter how far off you go, no matter how unfaithful you are, and we know that we've been unfaithful, I'm stuck with you, Hashem says. Lo yucha l'shalcha kol yamav. I'm going to be with you, right? Shchinta begalusa. You go into galus, anochi, ani eredimcha. What's the pasuk there? When Yaakov Avinu goes down to Mitzrayim, that Hashem tells him, I'm going to go back with you, v'ani a'alcha gamalo, and I'm going to bring you back up. I'm going to go with you into galus, and I'm going to come back with you from Galus. Whatever, that's the possible. Hashem says, I'll never leave you. And by being Kofa Aleihem Har Kigigis, by Hashem compelling us and coercing us into Kabbalah Satorah, Hashem is saying that I'm now binding myself to you forever. And there's a beautiful idea that we find in the Beis Halevi, in the Drashos of the Beis Halevi, that this is Hashem being Kofa Aleinu Har Kigigis is essentially a response to our Nasa V'Nishma. Listen to this. Basically, he asks Akasha in the Drashos. He says, Nasa V'Nishma shouldn't work. Nasa V'Nishma shouldn't work. Because the Rambam Paskins, the halacha is, if a person makes an undefined commitment to somebody else, you tell the other person, you go to somebody else, I'll do whatever you want. I'll give you however much money you want. You make a very undefined commitment, so it's not a binding commitment. You're not bound to whatever you said. It's undefined, so it's not binding. That's what the Rambam paskens. So the Beis Halevi asks, if a person makes an undefined commitment and it's not binding, so how does Nasa V'Nishma work? If when we said Nasa V'Nishma at Har Sinai, why are we bound by that commitment? It should be non-binding. I committed myself to something that was undefined, so it's not binding. Why are we bound by Nasa V'Nishma? This is the Beis Halevi's kasha. Says the Beis Halevi, because there's one thing called an undefined commitment, and that's not binding. But there's something else, says the Beis Halevi, called becoming an Eved. And when you become an Eved, you do with it whatever the Adon says. A person can become an Eved. Avdus means I do whatever my master says. That's not called an undefined commitment. It's defined. Eved. You're an Eved now. Says the Beis Halevi, at Har Sinai, we came to Hashem and said, Nasa V'Nishma, Hashem, we're your Avadim. We'll do whatever you want. We're Avdash. It's not undefined. We're Avadim, Hashem. And when you make a commitment of Eved, so it's binding. It means, Hashem, we're stuck with you through thick and thin, whatever you say we do. And Kafalim HaKigigis is a response to that. Kafalim HaKigigis, Hashem says, you're going to make that kind of commitment to me? Lo yuchal l'shachla kol yamav. I'll make the same commitment to you. Kafalim HaKigigis is Hashem's way of saying to us, I'm also with you no matter what. I'm also going to be with you no matter where you go, no matter how hard it is, no matter how many times you fail, Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kam, I'm going to be with you every step of the way. You know, like that, they say that story, it's like a poem. I love this poem. I don't know if I ever saw it. But, no, I think I did look it up online. There's this poem, it's a beautiful thing, about this guy who dies, and at the end of his life, he's walking with God along the beach. And it's like a timeline of his life, and he sees throughout his life, there's two sets of footprints in the sand, representing different stages in his life. And he sees it's one set is his footprints, the other set is God's footprints, and he sees that God is with him every part of his life. But he sees, when he's looking through his timeline, that like everyone has, there are certain difficult points in his life. And at those difficult times, he sees there's only one set of footprints. So he turns to God and he said, God, I see you were with me every step of the way. But when times got tough, where'd you go? How come you disappeared? How come you're not there when the times were so hard for me? And God says, no, you don't understand. I was there. Those are my footprints. I was carrying you. I was more with you then than any other time. And that's what Hashem is saying. Kafleim harkigigis is Hashem saying, like the Maral says, lo yucha l'shalcha kol yama. I'm never going to leave you. No matter how hard it's going to be for you, no matter how many times you fall and how many times you fail and you think you mess up and you think you can't anymore and you think that, how could I go back? How could I face Hashem? How could I show up to chakras? How could I open a Gemara after all the things that I've done? No. Lo yucha l'shalcha kol yama. Hashem is telling us that no matter what we've ever done, He's always there and He's always waiting for us to come back. And at the hardest times is when He's carrying us. Okay, stop there. Have a wonderful Shabbos.